These soldiers are delicious. Can't have just one. What if they were even smaller? Finger licking good. Where's the beer? Someone, anyone, bring me another cellar. These humans make the smallest barrels. Is that the whole army? I said clear out the dungeons. I didn't march over here just to starve myself. Oh my self. You are so cute. What an adorable little man. Don't be shy. I've already changed my mind about eating you up. Although, I could eat you up because you are just so gosh dang sweet. No, no. I'll lay down and we can talk at eye level. I've been using what's left of the city wall as a chair, but it's not exactly comfortable. I agree. That buttress has maybe one more good sit left in it before it completely falls apart. I kind of miss having a fat ass. The walk over here turned it hard as a rock. I could really go for a couple tons of cake. You know any good bakeries around here? Of course you don't, scrawny little thing. Could you show me your biceps? Go on, roll up your sleeves and flex for me, little one. Am I wrong about you? Show me how big and strong you are. That is so, so cute. I've decided. You're mine now. Yeah, just like that. Is that okay, little one? Or do I need to persuade you? Or force you? Maybe I should show you my biceps. Those aren't rolling hills, sweet cheeks. Oh, you look flustered. You know, I could really fall for someone like you. Come on, be my little one. It'll be fun. What's the matter? Afraid I won't fit in your house? Babe, I am your house now. And if you ask nicely, I'll let you pick which crevice I stick you in. Just think about it. Nice long march across the plains every day, finding a river to lay in to wash away the sweat. I could use you as a massage tool to get the knots out of my calves. I've got a lot of skin to rub. It might take all night. And it's not all pillaging, you know? I'd much rather roam and feast and drink. Normally, the pixies pay me tribute every year. 6,000 casks of mead. It makes for a fun weekend. But when they went missing, I knew someone had to pay for it. Nothing personal, human. I am a jealous goddess, after all. Oh. Excuse me. I thought my reputation preceded me. Well, I like this better, actually. Might make it easier for you to get to know the real me. And I'll get to know you by covering every inch of you in kisses. Don't worry, I'll hold you down very gently. I'm Golgotha. I was born just like any other orc, oh, Well, let's not worry about how many years ago. Let's just say I'm old enough to be your mother. I was always the best at fighting and sports, mostly because my favorite hobby was finding rocks to lift and punch and crush between my thighs. I became a chieftain without realizing I was special. That changed when I got in a scrape with another band of orcs. I don't like bullies. I put them in their place, made them cry, made them accept new roles in my tribe, and I felt 10 feet tall. Then it happened. I started growing. It's the best feeling in the world. Like an orgasm so good it makes your toes curl. And it started in my bones. Except every bone in my body all at once. My skin was steaming hot. I fell to the ground and evaporated a hole through the snow. All I could think was, more, more, more. I felt each climax rip through my body until I lost count. I felt so good. And when I finally stopped fingering myself, I was 12 feet tall. Nobody ever looked at me the same again. Every victory makes me bigger and hungrier and hornier. I try to space them out. I mean, how big am I going to be by the time I finish? There's only so many lands left to conquer. Only so many goddess-class orgasms left for me. That's your job, cupcake. I need a little hobby to distract me, and if you can make out with my G-spot just the right way, I might have a little patience before I go looking for my next fix. What about you? What's your deal? Some sort of chosen one prophecy or something? When did you realize that you were special? No way. A prince in the dungeon? My goodness, where do they keep the convicts then? Well, in my tummy now, I guess. They must have handed a spear to everyone else in the dungeon and told them to man the walls. Lucky dodge there. Never would have picked you out of a crowd. And what was your crime, oh, unreleasable prince? Oh my, my little prince. Your parents would be so paranoid. Just because of your popularity with your own people. Despicable. I was going to let them off with a warning. One warning not to fuck with me. Attacking the fairies of the Enchanted Woods, maybe they can plead ignorance for that. They get a smashed wall. They get their granaries looted, but for treating my darling little prince like dungeon scum for no good reason, no. Shh. Don't worry, little one. I just worked up an appetite. That's all. Shh. Into my cleavage you go, if you don't want to see them. They can't hurt you, my darling. Let yourself feel safe. Not a thousand ballista bolts could find you between my breasts. And if you get too rowdy, know that I can push them together like this. There. And I'm not afraid to keep you flattened between my boulders all day if I have to. I can feel your little heartbeat. It's no secret that being completely flattened and smothered shuts your silly little brain off. See, you're already getting hard for me. Good boy. I can't wait to take care of that. Just enjoy how warm and soft my chest is, and let your arousal grow and grow. And speaking of growing, look who it is. Silence. That's a little hex I picked up eating the marsh hags. I'll keep it short. It's time to consolidate your kingdom with my alliance, with you two as my subjects. My first act is to sentence you to death. Your crime? Poor parenting. I hope after you join my body, you will in some way see my example of how to cherish and spoil your perfect boy. Any last words? So feisty. So glad I decided not to shrink either of you. Oh, careful, you're slipping. Aren't you going to help your king? No? So selfish. Ah, tastes like fear. And you too, Queenie. You especially. Finally. Thank you. Your goddess graciously accepts this worthy tribute. So good. Sweetheart, tuck in your arms. I want you to slide straight down my cleavage. I've got something to show you. That's not the city walls you're feeling. No, those are my abs. I'm flexing because I want you to touch them, to know them, each one wide as, I don't know, what would you say, a wagon wheel? This is the last time they're going to be so tiny. They may seem huge now, but just you wait and listen. Can you hear anything? Gosh. Your so-called parents are so pathetic. The most powerful people in the land and capable of terrorizing you for years. And they're not even louder than my tummy. Now, I've got something important to ask you. Can I be your mommy? I can feel my heart aching for you. If you opened your heart to me, if you could, I would love you the way you deserve to be loved. I know That's hard. But be brave for me. Let yourself be absolutely vulnerable. And I swear you will feel my heart more closely than you ever thought possible. I'll be the big, strong mommy that you always needed. Good boy.